This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. Music from Bob Dylan to Antonio Vivaldi can be a balm in these uncertain times. Francesco Lecce Chong, the music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony, is sheltering in place in Miami with his fiancée, harpist Chloe Tula. He says he's listening to music that's comforting, but that can also take him on a journey.
It's a little bit of everything. Normally, because classical orchestral music is my life, that isn't usually what I listen to relax because my brain goes right into work mode. So I normally stay away from all of that. But it's different now because I'm not in rehearsals all the time and I'm not studying a very specific set of scores for a very specific reason. I'm diversifying a lot more and actually like going back to some recordings that I loved when I was a kid, finding like obscure old recordings of masterworks, something that I think as musicians we take for granted, which is when I say, oh, I want to hear, you know, Beethoven's fourth piano concerto, I know exactly like the kinds of pianists I want to hear. I know which conductors and which orchestras I'd want to hear. One of the things I'm doing now is actually getting that information out there. Like, here's actually what I like to listen to. Like, what I grew up on was like Leon Fletcher and George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra doing the Beethoven piano concertos. And this is like a legendary set of recordings that they made together.
Are there any composers in particular that are especially good for soothing fears, either for you or just in general, people that you find especially calming?
What I find most relaxing is I want music to take me on that journey, to give me all of the emotions, and that's what we do best. So for me, the thing that calms me down the most probably is I could say like listening to Brahms, for instance, because it's so rich and everything. And it's so comforting in the harmonies and the gorgeous melodies. But of course, you know, at times it's exciting. It's terrifying. There's all these different ideas packed into it. And for me, what it is at the end of that, when you feel complete because you've gone through the whole thing. So I don't necessarily want to listen to music that's just going to be all comforting. I want something that's going to take me on that whole journey that makes me relax because I've been able to live in all of those different emotions. And so I think that's what our art form does really well, no matter what you're listening to, whether it's a Puccini opera or a Brahms symphony or, Rachmaninoff piano concerto. They can take us out of our space, you know, whatever little apartment we're stuck in or whatever, you know, minute-to-minute worries we have, that's our escape.
Journeys can be something that you listen to, but also something that you see. And back in 2018, the Eugene Symphony performed the Four Seasons of the Mackenzie River. Can you explain a little bit more about that concert?
That was my first season as music director with the Eugene Symphony. So this was a project that was already in the works when I came to the orchestra. It was a project that really, in many ways, kind of secured my own love for this community because it is so representative of what the Eugene Symphony does and why it's important. We had all of these photographers that could take that took pictures of the Mackenzie River in all the four seasons. And then those were curated. I think there were over 500 photos submitted and then turned into these slideshows to go with each one of the four concertos that Vivaldi wrote for the four seasons. And this music is, you know, incredibly famous. But what was wonderful was giving sort of a present quality to it. Because when we listen to this music that so beautifully describes the seasons, but then saw the seasons as they go by right here, you know, right in our community, suddenly this music, you know, felt new. It felt edgy. All of the things that Vivaldi did so well in the piece, it almost was like hearing it fresh again. It was such a fun project in that way. And I mean, it sold out. And the collaboration with the Mackenzie River Trust and Traveling County, brought a lot of people into the hall for the first time. And it was a really special environment for everyone.
In case people are confused why we're talking about a concert from 2018, the symphony recently reached an agreement to share this concert. Can you tell me what you hope viewers will take away from seeing it online?
When we were discussing what we could do during this time, it was, you know, kind of like the first idea that we were all like, this is what we need to show, because this piece was so important to our community that we want to expand that audience and have other people be able to connect with this. One of the ways I decided to design this project is I didn't want it to just be, you know, like sitting back in the audience and the musicians are in darkness and you're just looking at these beautiful slides for, you know, 40 minutes. But what I wanted it to do was weave in and out of the music so that you would have a chance to really appreciate the music and the performers. So you have a chance to really see the connection between the two things, the chance to appreciate both things in their own right. The outdoors are so important to people, and that when people see the Mackenzie River, it's not just a beautiful picture. It brings back memories. You know, some of their happiest memories are in those pictures. I think that's what struck me the most after finishing this project, was realizing that it was so much more than just beautiful visuals.
The Four Seasons of the Mackenzie River premieres online tomorrow night and will be available for 45 days. As for listening tips, Francesco Leche Chong says, gather everyone in your household, drink something tasty, and just relax. Let the music do the work. For a link to the premiere and to Francesco's own website, where you'll find music recommendations and educational videos, go to klcc.org. I'm Ani Katz, and you're listening to KLCC News.